Let me see. Oh, hi. I'm in the right place. Yay, me. Yay. It's Coach MJ. I am not Corinne. Let me make myself bigger. Like I'm looking. Oh, this is so much better. Guess where I am? Guess. I give you two guesses. It's me and Dolly hanging out at Corinne's. Let's see. Coach Betsy is here with us. I'm going to promote her to panelist. She is going to be in the chat and in the Q&A answering all of your questions. So excited to be here. Corinne has my favorite desk chair. So I was like, I get to sit in Corinne's desk chair. That's the highlight of this trip to Nashville. So Corinne had somewhere to go this morning. And so she asked me if I would hang out with y'all and talk about three diet rules screwing up your weight loss. So that's exactly what we're going to do today. I should change my name because I could be very confusing since I'm sitting here in Corinne's chair. It could be confusing. Look, I get on Zoom all the time. And now that I'm in Corinne's Zoom, I'm like, wait, I don't know where anything is. All right. Let me change my name. I put my notes down here because I don't want to fuck around on Corinne's computer. But if you are new here, I am Coach MJ. This is our Wednesday Zoom training where we teach a little bit, we answer a lot of questions. And this month, we're talking all about diet rules, diet mentality, how to hear it, how to change it, how to lose weight, even though it's still there. That's what we're talking about this month. And so today we're talking about the three diet rules that are screwing up your weight loss. Corinne and I actually had a long conversation about it today. Sarah's in here for marketing. You can see you via Dolly. All right. If you're new and you're here for the first time, I want you to give me a heart. There's a reactions button at the bottom. Let me know that it's your first Zoom training live. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want you to do me one favor. Every year for the holidays, Corinne gives us, or has for the past several years, given us the gift of a half-day workshop so that we can kick off the next year like gangbusters. We can lose all of our weight, just get a swift kick in the ass for the new year. Mark your calendars. December 30th at 9 a.m. Central until 1:30 p.m. Central. It is free for you. If you are a member, you do not pay a dime. It is Corinne's gift to you because you're a member of No BS. So you can go to, you can visit the events tab on nobswoman.com, click on save the date so that it will add that particular event to your calendar. It is all about 2024 weight loss workshop. We are going to give you an extra gift this year. We've never done this before. 12-week weight loss plan. We are going to give you a 12-week plan so that you can spend the first 12 weeks in 2024 losing all of your weight. Now, something else exciting is coming. We are going to, over the next several days, I think next week, we are going to give you the opportunity to invite your friends. So, more information is coming. I know y'all are like chomping at the bit to get your friends in here. We are going to give you all of the information. Check your email, check your newsletter, check that events tab on the website. We will get it to you, like around the 20th. Okay. So, in about a week, you'll have all the information you need. This week, we are kicking off Reset Your Diet Mindset, Food Facts, and Diet Fiction. I love this topic so much. So, the whole month's focus is going to give you tactical ways to debunk diet thinking so that you can, each week for the next 4 weeks, you can tackle your diet thinking. This is how you follow along with us this month. Check your calendars. This month in No BS, I mean, check out the website, nobswoman.com. This month in No BS, on that page, you can add the calls you need most to your calendar. Listen, if you look at the calls that we've got for this month and you're like, girl, I like there's two of these I really want to go to and two that I don't, you can just add those particular calls to your calendar so you can attend live if you want to. And then if you can't come live, remember, we drop the replays twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. So if you can't come live, just set a timer to remind yourself to listen to it. Each week, we will be recommending a source, a resource from Module 2 of No BS, Breaking Diet Thinking. If you haven't finished it or haven't done it before, here's your sign. This month, we're going to teach you how to tactically use the worksheets found in Module 2 to find weight loss breakthroughs this month so we can end the year strong. If you're noticing a lot of thoughts coming up around diet drama this month, reach out and ask coaches. If you've not checked it out, it's a new feature, a back and forth with a coach. It's amazing. Make sure that you are going over to ask coaches. Somebody just said, will there be a replay of the 30th? Girl, everything in here. We give you replays of everything. You will have a replay of the December 30th event. So if you can't attend at all, or you can only attend part of it, we will get that to you in replay format. All right. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about. Okay. Top three diet rules screwing up your weight loss. Here is an oldie but a goodie. And a lot of us are still hanging on to it. Don't act like you're not, because I know you are. Here, y'all. I need to count calories or points to stay on track. How many of you, by show of hands and emoji, are hanging on to that? I was so successful when I was tracking my shit. I was tracking my points. I was tracking my calories. I was so successful. And now I come in here and I'm like just eating all the things. And it's much more difficult for me to lose weight. Here's the problem. Your app that counted MyFitnessPal, Weight Watchers points, all that kind of stuff does not take into account who you are and what you've got going on. So let's say that you've been given a certain amount of points and you move. Like you pack up your shit and you're moving homes and doing tens of thousands more steps and activities than you ever do, and you're starving. The app doesn't know that you moved. The app has no idea. So you expend all this energy, you get to the end of your points for the day, and you're like, oh my God, I'm starving. They're like, sorry about your bad luck at the end of your points. So now you always have a decision to make. You gonna sit there and starve for the rest of the night? Or are you going to eat? And then the conversation will happen, right? Oh my Lord, I'm never gonna get this. I knew I couldn't do it. I have no willpower. I'm never going to, you still give yourself the beat down. Or another favorite, let's say that you're not feeling well. You're sick and you're just not hungry. You're like, I feel like shit. I don't feel good. And then by the end of the day, you're feeling a little bit better, but you have a shit ton of calories or points left. What you do at that point is you give yourself permission to eat, even though you're not hungry, because you're like, well, I've got them. I may as well use them. You take your body totally out of the equation. What your body is asking for, what your body is telling you that it needs, you're like, nope, got an app. It knows better than me. No, it doesn't. Never has, never will. Never has, never will. The only thing that knows what you need and what you don't need is your body. And the quicker you can tune into that, the better off you're going to be for lifelong, sustainable, no matter what comes up in your life, no matter what activity you're doing or not doing, whether you're sick or you're not sick, that is the only way that you will be able to lose all of your weight for good and feel as amazing as you deserve. Your body needs something different every day. It asks for different things every day. And if you are reliant on an app to tell you what it needs, you take yourself, your brain, totally out of the equation. What we need every day depends on your activity level of the day, not just exercise. Do you know that if you're doing a really hard project at work, your mind burns, like really diving deep, like all in on like hard things at work that just require a ton of mental bandwidth, burns as many calories as physical exercise. And when you listen to your body, you'll catch that. If you're not listening to your body, you're going to miss that. Then you're going to be sitting at your desk in the middle of a project, starving, thinking you shouldn't be, because you hadn't done very much, but your body is screaming, I need some fuel so we can get through the rest of this day. As your body changes, your age changes, your hormonal cycle status, depending on where you are, either in your menopause journey or that time of the month, and the environmental temperature, depending on what the temperature is consistently throughout the day, that is what defines all those things, define how much food you do or do not need. And Corinne got that, or Yasmin, straight from the National Institute of Health. It changes every day. So when you've got a certain amount of calories or a certain amount of points, no matter what is going on in your life, you're supposed to stick with that amount. It's never going to work. A cookie cutter plan does not address the fact that your life is not a cookie cutter. It is not a cookie cutter. And when you take a cookie cutter plan and try to lose weight with your non-cookie cutter life, you're going to have some trouble, which is why No BS is so amazing. And we give you so much help inside of the membership. Diet rule number two, my personal favorite that I lived by forever. Carbs, or whatever your food is bad. Carbs are bad. Can't lose weight if I eat carbs. Here's what we know. Carbs are actually, studies are showing now that carbs are needed, especially for women. We need them in order to run our bodies on the daily. Women and men do not have the same hormonal biology. Carbohydrates play a role, they are finding out, in hormone regulation. You need, through carbs, what they give you. They give you serotonin. We all need that. They give you, serotonin is what increases your happy feelings of happiness and well-being. So if you're already going through menopause, you're already in the deuter, and then you cut out carbs, you've cut out what is going to give you the ability to feel a little bit better. Carbohydrates support thyroid function, healthy thyroid function. If you've still got a thyroid, you want to give it a little bit of carb. The thyroid helps regulate your metabolism. Give it a little bit of carb. That comes from Giselle Schroer. We need carbs. The point of No BS is to eat things intentionally. So here's what we know about a lot of us. Tell me if this sounds vaguely familiar, because I know I did it 50-11 times. I can't have carbs. I go on the Atkins, I go on the ketos, I go on all the things, right? And I cut out carbs. Then when I finally let myself have carbs, what did I do with those? I overate the fuck out of them. I overate the carbs. And then what would happen? Well, I'm already out of ketosis. It's going to take me several days to get back in ketosis. So I might as well go ahead and eat all the carbs now. And I would eat every carb that was ever made in excess. And I would gain weight back. Because I was overeating. Not because I was eating carbs. I was overeating carbs. So for any of you that have that food, whether it be carbs, whatever it is, whatever the food is, and you think that you gain weight when you eat those things, I want you to really be serious about, when I've eaten those things in the past, have I eaten them only when I was hungry and stopped at enough? Was it the thing that made me gain weight, Or was it the overeating of the thing that made me gain weight? What led to the increase in weight? Get real clear about that. And the other thing that happens, Corinne and I were actually sitting on our couch this morning having a discussion. When you eat carbs, your body hangs on to a little bit of fluid. So last night I had pad thai. I am not at home. I'm at the Crabtree. I did not weigh this morning, but I know for me, if I eat a carb, I gain 3 pounds, 3 to 4 pounds overnight, like whoop, but it comes back down in a day or two. And so often what happens is we're like, whatever I do today should be my result on the scale tomorrow. And if it's up in one day, you're like, see, it's the carbs. No, it's not. It's the fluid. It's the water that your body is hanging on to digest the carbs, to process the carbs. When I get back home and I weigh tomorrow, it's going to be gone. If you do a little bit of exercise, if you need to poop, I haven't pooped since I've been here. I bet the scale is up. That has nothing to do with carbs. Has nothing to do with overeating. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. But what happens is we eat a food that we think makes us gain weight. We eat the food, even if we eat it to enough, even if we just eat it to enough, we get on the scale and it's up. We discount every other factor. I haven't pooped. I really have not gotten all my water in this. I know it's crazy. At Corinne's house, you would think I would do everything perfectly. Have not gotten all my water in. I did eat carbs last night, so my scale is going to be up. I know that from like data, but we just, that vilified food, we've decided we ate it. The scale is up. That has to be it. We don't look at anything else. We don't look at anything else. We just decide. And then we're like, well, guess can't have carbs ever again. And then we restrict carbs. And then what happens? You can't take it anymore. And then you eat carbs and you're like, well, might as well just eat all the carbs. Then we overeat carbs. The scale goes up and then we use it as evidence again that we can't have carbs. For any of those foods that you think create weight gain, I would challenge you. If you plan those, I want you to plan them. But I want you to intentionally be super careful and vigilant and aware and eat them when you're hungry and stop at enough. It is not the food. It is the overeating of the food. There's a lot of like notes in here. I've gone on a tangent. Shocker that I have gone on a tangent. Yes, it's not just the food that matters, but how often you eat it, once a week, are you eating it every day? The way you eat it, emotionally, are you eating it emotionally? Are you ignoring your hunger signals to eat it? Are you eating it mindfully, which is what I'm asking you to do? Are you stopping at enough when you eat it? Really get clear on all of that. And then eat foods that you love with other things, right? Like eat foods that you love and also add in a vegetable. Eat foods that you love and eat some nutrient-dense foods along with it as well. And think about not just what your mouth tastes, but what makes you feel physically good, which goes back to that good, better, best. Yes, there are going to be some things that I'm going to include that are going to be on the good food list, not going to make me feel terribly amazing, but I love them and I'm going to include them from time to time. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what happens is when you think those foods are bad, then we eat the food and we're like, well, I can't have it that often. So we overeat it. Or we go beat ourselves up. Well, I'm never going to be able to eat. I'm never going to be able to lose weight if I keep eating this shit. We judge ourselves for it. It's just a carb. It's just a fat. It's just bread. Just eat it intentionally. Somebody said, ask about sugary foods. I'm just going to tell you, if I were you and somebody thinks they're addicted to sugar, I told this the story on a call the other week. I'm going to challenge y'all to plan that stuff. I always said, like, slap the sexy off of it because you reserve it for special it's Friday food. I can only have this on the weekend. I can only have it on special occasions. Then when you finally give it to yourself, you think about, oh God, I'm not going to get to have this for another ever how long? And then we tend to overeat it. What would happen if you intentionally planned it? Yes, sugar is carbs for sure. But there are so many different kinds of carbs, like pasta, bread, sugar, whatever. But this is what I was talking about. I was talking about my dog, y'all. And I was house training that dog. So I monitored his water. I didn't leave water out all the time because I had to know when he was drinking so I could plan my potty time, like my breaks at work, so I could take him to the bathroom because I had to potty train him. And then he got good and he hadn't had an accident in the house and he was doing very, very well. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be able to leave him some water down some more. What happened when I filled up his bowl? He drank it all. He was like, oh shit, finally get some water. I don't know when she's going to give it to me again. Better drink it all. And I would fill it up and he would drink it all. It took about a week before he would not gobble up every drop of water. Why? Because I had trained him that it was going to be available at any time. And now typically during the day, he drinks like a bowl or a bowl and a half of water, which is normal. But when I first started giving him water, when I had restricted water, because I was trying to set him up a potty schedule, he was like, oh my God, when's it coming again? And he would just drink it all to the point of like nausea. And a lot of our foods that we have put on a pedestal as special foods, can't have it, I lose control over them. Those are the foods that you need to plan intentionally. You need to sit down in the quiet when you eat them. Really ask yourself, am I hungry when I eat them? If you're a sugar person, have a piece of cake for dessert for dinner every once in a while. There are no rules about that. What if there were no rules? Start to plan them and just don't overeat them. All right. Healthy food makes me feel like a good person. When I'm eating amazing foods and eat clean, I'm good. So I need to always eat that way so I always feel good about myself. Restricting a lot of times in the beginning can make you feel in control. Hopeful and like you'll never have to deal with your old eating ways again. But day one or week one of a diet always wears off and you'll be left with thinking you just have to have the stuff that you've been restricting yourself from. It's too hard. I can't live like this forever. Food choices do not make you good. They do not make you bad. Separating your food choices from your morality makes weight loss easier and it helps you avoid the shame. What are some foods, put it in the chat, that are bad? Or when you eat them, you just like feel bad about yourself. Doritos, cake, yes, candy, French fries, ice cream, pie, chips, donut holes, pizza. Yeah, too much of anything. Nachos, peanut butter, Oreos, Chinese food, fudge. What makes them bad? Put that in the chat. What makes them bad? What makes these foods bad? Overindulging. I mean, listen, the enlightened people are like, my thoughts about them. I can't stop eating them. I typically overeat them. So here's the thing, y'all. I tend to overeat them. I overeat them. It's not the food. It's not the food. What's making you feel bad is the overeating. What's making you feel bad is the overeating, not the food. So what you need to work on is what you tell yourself when you overeat. And it's not even overeating, right? Whoever beat yourself up for overeating broccoli? Well, I went down on that broccoli. whoo, I think I gotta take a break. Do you be like, oh my God, broccoli is so terrible. I cannot believe I overate broccoli. Yeah, you do get, I get bloated. I get gas by broccoli, but yeah. It's not the food. And it's not even overeating. It's the stories you have around those certain foods. But the stories come from, I'm going to tell you exactly right now where the stories come from. In the past, you have typically overeaten them. So you've attached a bad stigma. You typically do not overeat broccoli. So it's not bad. All I'm asking you to do, and the reason we've overeaten them is because we've restricted them for so long that we finally get our hands on a Reese cup. Linda Childs. Linda Childs is a lady I used to coach, and we coached on Reese's cups. I don't know how many times. When you finally let yourself have a Reese cup and you don't know when you're going to get another one, your thought is, I better go ahead and eat as many as I can because I got to buckle down coming up. Imagine if you let yourself have a Reese cup every day. Put it on your plan. Slap the sexy off of it. Have one every day, but only eat it at a table in the quiet. That is the difference between allowing the foods and creating a relationship with them and showing yourself that you can actually have those foods and lose weight. That's the difference. If the food, the carb, the sugar never made us gain weight. It was the overeating of it. Anytime I've always said, like I've ever coached anybody who was like, carbs make me gain weight. Sugar makes me gain weight. Bread makes me gain weight. This makes me gain weight. I'm like, when is the last time that every time you ate those foods, they were planned ahead of time intentionally, and you ate them when you were hungry and stopped at enough? Never. Never consistently. Maybe every once in a blue moon you did. It was the overeating. It was never the food, y'all. Yes, the overindulgence. I mean, you call it overindulgence, Jeanette, but it's just overeating. Either on the eating before you're hungry or on the other side, overeating when you've already had enough. It was never the food, y'all. It was the overeating of the food. And the easier we can separate that out, the faster we can separate that out and know that that is true, the easier it is for us to include those foods. Good job, Sue. It was never the food, y'all. All right. Let's see what time it is. Oh, I've got 30 minutes. I got through. Okay. Now, how are you going to use these lessons this week to lose weight? Because that's what we're talking about, right? Got to lose weight this week. Use the four N's and your past diet past worksheet, module 2, lessons 2 through 5, to start figuring out what you want to think about your diet past. Also, do not miss, we're doing a Fuck It Foods worksheet call. Betsy, tell me when that is, because I'm not on my computer and I don't want to touch anything. To learn how to break the thought that you can't stop eating certain foods. So how does the Fuck It Foods worksheet call work? You're going to print out your worksheet. What is a Fuck It Food? It is that food that y'all just listed. Fuck It Foods worksheet call is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central, which is December the 14th at 6 p.m. Central. If you can't, I'm going to tell you how to do it, whether you attend live or you watch the replay. So you are going to, whenever you're going to watch this call, either on replay or live, go get the food that you know, typically, once you start eating it, you say, fuck it. This is so good. I'm just going to eat it till I'm done. Like, I just want all of it. The food that you go in with the best of intention and you say, fuck it. You're going to get that food and you're going to download or print the Fuck It Foods worksheet on the website. I think there's even a link to it on the calendar under the call description. So you can even just grab it from there. Then you want to be kind of in the quiet and pay attention to the call. You're going to have your worksheet at hand with you. You can either pull it up on your device and write the answers on a sheet of paper. You can print it. You can download it and do it on your device. And you're going to have your fuck it food in the quiet. And you're going to go through this worksheet with the coach tomorrow night. Now, if you tomorrow have got something going on, schedule a time after the replay comes out on Friday. You get your fuck it food and you sit and you intentionally eat it and do the worksheet. I am going to tell you it like I've done it a few times. I've done it with cheesecake. I've done it with wine. Corinne has famously talked about doing it with peanut butter. So I want y'all to go ahead. Like Kelly's saying, she's at work. Somebody else said they, I can't get her mouse to work. Like nothing works. This is not my computer, y'all. I have a Christmas party at the same time. So just go ahead after Friday, schedule a time to do it. Get the worksheet, get your fuck it food, and go ahead and get it done. Somebody said they did it with ice cream and hasn't overeaten it yet. Yes. All right. Questions. Let me pull up this Q&A. I'm scared to touch anything. Don't tell Corinne. I'm like, I don't want to touch anything. A lot of us are trying to find our hunger and enough cues. For instance, right now I'm feeling hungry. Lunch isn't for another 2 hours. I'll probably be way over hungry by then. My question is, we know hunger ebbs and flows. How long do you allow it to do so? So, Zoe, here's what you're going to do. I think a lot of this is where a lot of you hose yourself. So, Zoe, I'm going to get in your brain for just a minute. Lunch is in 2 hours. If I eat right now to enough, I am not going to be hungry at lunch. I don't want to be hungry for lunch. So I either have to starve on this end or I go ahead and eat to enough, but I'm not going to be hungry for lunch. Here is where so many members get hosed. Don't eat to enough. If you want to, if you're hungry right now, Zoe, and you know you're hungry, it's true physical hunger, and you want to be hungry at lunch, I want you to just knock the edge off of hunger. I used to do this when I worked as a physical therapist. So we ate lunch at 11 o'clock with the residents, a.m. And then I didn't get off until 5. So it was a 6-hour window. Now, I was only a 10-minute commute from home, and we typically ate dinner at 6. So if I ate to enough at 5, I was never going to be hungry at 6. So I kept nuts in my car because I was starving. True physical hunger, I was starving at 5 o'clock, but I wanted to eat dinner with my family. And so I would eat a few nuts. Now it did not get me to enough. I didn't get near enough, but I got not starving. I got just like neutral. And that got me about an hour. And then I was hungry when we would eat around 6 or 6:15. So you do not always have to eat to enough in this situation, because you know you only need to go 2 hours. It's the same thing if you've got dinner, a Christmas party, or dinner planned out with friends, and it's in like 2 hours or an hour and a half, and you're already hungry, you can go ahead and just eat a little bit of something to knock the edge. That's why I call it like knock the edge off of hunger. Let me see. I cannot get this mouse to work. Let me see. I'm trying to catch everything. You're going to have to like post it in the Q&A if you want me, because I can't like, I'm struggling over here with the chat and this mouse. I've been focused on, eliminating drinking wine. I've been focused on eliminating drinking wine that I'm not doing shit on here. I do my plan, but then I don't follow. I'm just focused on the wine thing, even though I don't drink every night, but getting healthy, stuffing myself with other foods. How do I get back on track? Love it. It could be Lucila. I hope I did not mispronounce your name. So when you are, the goal is to do a doable plan. Doable. Doable means that you'll do it. Corinne coached someone. I was listening to the call this morning when I was getting ready. That's how I get my Corinne fix. Even though I'm in her house. I'm in her house listening to her on a podcast. That's crazy, right? So I'm listening to her call from Sunday. And she was coaching someone about making a doable plan. And you may even need to start, if you're struggling following a plan, there's a couple of options. You can give yourself two choices. So if you're not following a plan at all, it's like breakfast, I'm either going to have a bowl of cereal or an egg. For lunch, I'm either going to have a sandwich, or if they all go out of the office, I'm going to get a salad with a protein. Give yourself options at first. If that is where you are, that is where you start. Also, look at your plan and make sure it's not a should plan. Well, you know, if I want to lose weight, I got to eat this. Look at what you're planning and then what you're typically eating. Probably what is happening is you're planning shit you don't want to eat. It's not doable for where you are right now. That doesn't mean it's never going to be doable for you, but it's not doable right this minute where you are. So you want to look at what you're typically breaking your plan for, start planning those things, or give yourself a couple of options. That is the best way to get started, at least collecting wins under your belt. I want you to plan. You're not drinking every day. That's great. You can continue on that path, but step one is actually creating a plan that you're going to follow. Take it over to Ask Coaches. Now you have you can have a conversation basically back and forth. Like, here's my plan. Here's what I ate instead. I've been noticing I've been planning this types of food and I've been swapping for this kind of stuff. What should I do? We'll help you. Kath says, I have crisps. She must be British or something. Biscuits and chocolate on my plan today. I eat these when I'm not hungry in the evenings. I was starting to reduce the amount I have, like Corinne did with ice cream, but I'm not 100% sure on the best way to work with this. Love it. Love it. So, Kath, I would even have a conversation with yourself before dinner, before you eat. When you're hungry, ask yourself, do I want to eat this dinner or do I want to eat this other stuff? If you want to eat the other stuff, eat it for dinner. What would that look like one night when you're actually hungry? Go ahead and eat it. I mean, the worst thing that happens is you get to enough with those things. The other thing that you can do is you can do the halftime method with your dinner. So you eat your dinner. You only eat half though. So you're not going to be at enough. So that when it comes time to eat the snack, if you want to, you can be hungry. At dinner, don't eat all your dinner. Knock the edge off of hungry. So that when you're sitting down watching TV, you're actually hungry. You can do it that way. The other thing that you can do, if you notice that it's a pattern for you, like I sit down in this chair, I watch TV, and I eat my crisps and my biscuits and my chocolate, a really good way to kind of put a pause in that habit is to get out of your eating chair. Whatever chair you typically sit in, sit somewhere else. When you're wanting that food and you have an urge to eat it, drink 16 ounces of water and set a timer for 20 minutes and be like, okay, in 20 minutes, if I want it, I can have it. But I'm at least going to give myself 20 minutes of space. There are so many options, but what happens is you think you either have to plan it and overeat it or not plan it and either suffer all night or eat it off plan. That's what I want you to see. Do you see how many options I had for her? I have a ton of options to give her. She's got a ton of choices because she asked the question. How many of us, I'm so proud of her for asking the question, because there's a lot of y'all who do just what she's doing at night. You see, my brain just lit up with all the solutions she could try. That is why you have coaches in here. She said, here's my problem. Help me fix it. I gave her a ton of options. If you are not listening to this call live, or if you don't want to type your question for whatever reason, you've got to ask coaches. They know as much as I do. They have all the suggestions, just like I do. So she can go back and listen to this call, or anybody who's struggling with this, and say, okay, this week, MJ gave me like a list of 5 things to try. This week, I'm going to try this one thing, see how it goes. She could hit the jackpot and that could be good enough. Then if that doesn't work, she's like, okay, that didn't work so well. I didn't love it. Next week, I'm going to try this thing. I want y'all to use us. If you are struggling with anything and need any suggestions, just ask us. That was another tangent. Sorry. I keep going off on tangents. Sorry about that. Let's see. I'm really struggling with this concept. I have already, y'all see, I don't have all my computer glasses, so I have to do like this. Sorry about that. I'm really struggling with this concept. I've already lost my weight and I'm working to maintain my weight loss. It is so much easier for me to limit or eliminate certain foods than to try to eat limited amounts and stop at enough. I would much rather eat foods that I love that also make it easy to honor my body's hunger enough signals. But sometimes in OBS, I feel like I'm doing it wrong because I'm not including foods I tend to overeat on my plans regularly. Beth, I love this question. There's 2 ways to look at it, Beth. Okay, I'll tell my Fair Rocher story because I've told it 5,000 times. So when I first found Corinne, I love Fair Rocher. It's got a little hazelnut in the middle of it. Isn't that right? Some kind of nut. And then it's got like Nutella type stuff. And then it's got like this chocolate crispy coating. And I love it very much. Now, if I had a pack of them, I would eat them all. I just would. I would eat them all. So there are 2 ways you can choose not to include foods. This is typically what we do. Well, I love the Ferrero Rocher, but can't keep it in my house. You know, I can't control myself. It's like it calls my name. It just speaks to me in the pantry. It's like, MJ, I'm so good and delicious. Come on in here. And I just can't help myself. So I better not have it because I don't know how to control myself. That's one way to tell the story. Here's the way you can tell the story, Beth, and you're basically already telling it that way. I have got a life to fucking live. I love those things, but I am working on creating a life I love. And I do not want to sit around and try to manage my mind around whatever it is, Ferrero Rocher for me. Maybe one day I'm going to want to tackle that, but it ain't today. I'm just living my maintenance life, living my best life. Maybe I will want to work on that relationship with Ferrero Rocher later. But it ain't today, because bitch got goals. Neither one of them is including the food for whatever reason. One takes you totally out of the driver's seat, puts the food in control, and you have no control. The other story is a decision you're making because it's what's best for you right now, and it's going to get you to your goals or keep you in your goals. And it's conscious. And it's a decision that you are making about what is right for you. That's all it is. That's all it is. Same thing, like if you do Weight Watchers or whatever, and you don't love Weight Watchers, you got the story of, I just can't do it. I don't have any willpower. Those points are so, like, whatever. Or you can just say, grind and try that. I ain't trying that again. It didn't get me to goal and keep me to goal last time. I ain't doing that shit again. You can always tell a story in 2 different ways. Again, if you have trouble doing that, ask coaches. How do you handle foods that are really only available at limited time? I love Blue Bell peppermint ice cream, which is only available this time of year. When I plan it, I still overeat it. It's a total fuck it food for me. It's like, as soon as I buy it, I want to gorge on it while I can. Danielle, first of all, make sure that you do that with the Fuck It Foods worksheet. Here's what I know about Bluebell peppermint ice cream. First of all, I think it comes out around October and it's still available through January. So October, November, December, January, you can buy some in January and get you all the way to March. That is 6 months out of the year that you can actually have it. There you go. You've increased your time that you have it. Now, there's other stories you can tell. I love this so much. And you know what? If I had it all year, I probably wouldn't love it this much. What makes it so amazing is that I get to enjoy it and I get to anticipate it. That's what makes it so exciting. You can do that as well. Tell that story. Do it on the Fuck It Foods. And then plan it. Let's say that from the whole time it's available, you want to have a little bit every day. Get a little bowl. And then your brain is, I want to gorge on it. You know, it's not going to be here for long. Girl, you probably got 6 months. Imagine how amazing it would be if you had a little bowl every day for 6 months. And then when you get to the bottom of the little bowl and you're thinking you want to go back to it and be like, girl, you can have it tomorrow. You got it tomorrow, girl. You ain't got to eat it all tonight. You can have it tomorrow. Plan it in every single day. Intentionally plan it. Sit and enjoy it. And I want to challenge you. If you love it that much and you enjoy it, savor it. Eat it like a food critic. Sit at the table. Have a bite. Feel the cold on your tongue. Do that Fuck It Foods worksheet with it. Really learn how each bite feels when you have it. Because what's happening is you're not extending out your story, Danielle. It's like, you're only going to get this at Christmas. It's not true. First of all, you're going to have it probably about 6 months out of the year because that feels very urgent. It's going away after Christmas. No, it's not. Not exactly. You can buy a couple. You can savor it. You can make it last longer. That's what you need to tell yourself. The true story. It's available longer than I think it is. I can have a little bit every night. The anticipation of it during the summer is what makes it so amazing. And just plan it every day. All right. I've quit and rejoined No BS so many times and have just rejoined again. I can't seem to get myself motivated and eating my face off. I'm mad that I've gained back most of my weight. I just can't seem to make a plan and stick to it. My diet rule says I need to cut carbs and count points. Worksheets are overwhelming. Don't do the worksheets. Whatever's overwhelming, if you're already like making up this, what will keep you into inaction is thinking about all the things you don't want to do, and then you do none of it. Also, if you just joined NoBS, in your first 30 days, you get calls with your new member transformation coach. You can find that information in the quick start. You will get emails about it. If you're in the new member Facebook group, you'll be able to find your coach over there and schedule an appointment. I want you to do that. And here's the thing, Anonymous. This is like what happens so often. I can't get myself motivated. You don't need motivation. You need commitment. Two different things. I was not motivated to get out of the bed and walk this morning. There was zero motivation. I was committed. I've been in Nashville for a few days now. I got to go home and wrap a fuck ton of gifts. I am not motivated, y'all. I'm committed, though, to get my dining room table cleaned off, get that shit up under the tree so my people can tear it up in about 20 minutes. I'm going to have to go home and do laundry. I'm not motivated, y'all. Not motivated. I'm committed. There's a little neighborhood Christmas party tonight, traveling all day. Not motivated. I don't want to go. Be honest. I don't want to go. I don't like them bitches. I don't know them, but I've made a commitment that I'm going to try to like get out more into my neighborhood. So I made a promise to somebody else, an external commitment. so that she can keep me on track to go. And I'm not going to want to go the whole time today. And I'm not going to want to go once I get there. I'm not even going to want to be there. But I'm going to slap on a happy face. And I'm going to have a glass of wine and some hors d'oeuvres. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm not motivated. I don't want to go. A lot of times you feel like you've got to be all on board and like gung-ho and all this other stuff. Probably 90% of the shit you do in your life, you don't want to do. Just life, right? Just life. There's that. But you do it anyway, because it's got to get done. You've got goals, Anonymous. Hashtag bitch got goals. Am I willing today to give myself a couple of choices for breakfast and only plan breakfast and start there? Because what happens is you do something, your minimum baseline, you're like, I think I can just start here. And then you spend all day beating yourself up because it's not good enough. What about if you compare what you're doing now, which is nothing, being like 100% improvement? I have improved by 100% level up today because I've planned breakfast. And I feel like on a scale of 1 to 4, a 4, that I can follow this breakfast plan. I can pick one thing or the other thing. What if that is where you start? What if you start with 8 ounces of water? Your goal is 64, but if you're not there, start with 8 and let it be good enough. Didn't have any water yesterday and you're drinking 8 ounces today? 100% level up from what you were doing. Celebrate the shit out of that, y'all. And start where you are. Probably Anonymous. If you've quit and rejoined and done all the things, you probably are comparing yourself to where you were. Well, you know what? I did it before. The first time I joined, I was on fire. So motivated. Now I'm not. No. You're committed. You haven't given up on yourself. You're back at no BS because you know that it works. And I would also ask you, Anonymous, when you were in here in the past, there's a couple things I know about people that leave no BS. 2 things I know, typically across the board. When members leave, and I say, how often do you write in to ask coaches and get help? It's, well, I did it once or twice, or I never did. I kept meaning to do it. People who are not successful in no BS or who keep quitting, because they're probably successful, they're just not seeing their successes and then building on them, is my theory. You're just comparing that it's not fast enough, it's not good enough, it's not hard enough, it should be harder for me to lose, whatever it is. They don't use Ask Coaches and they don't spend as much time on the website as they do in Facebook. Facebook is a recess. You need to be listening to the content, doing all that other stuff. If you've got time to be in Facebook, you've got time to be on that website. The other thing that people do when they're in no BS, they think that they've got to be like, you know, set aside time and have a kumbaya and light candles and listen to Corinne on the big screen and do all the worksheets. No, that's not how it works. You do it like I did it. I was putting on makeup this morning, had Corinne in my ear. I'm going to be sitting at the airport today listening to Corinne. There's rarely a time that I sit in front of this computer, or not, well, hell, not this computer. Me and Dolly don't get to hang out a lot. In front of my computer with like my iPad taking copious notes. That's very rare, unless I hear something that's like on fire and I'm like, oh shit, I got to go back and listen to that on the computer and take some notes. That is where you need to start. Ask the questions. Start exactly where you are and quit shitting on yourself. That's why we were talking about this diet mentality. A cookie cutter diet is never going to fit, because you don't have a cookie cutter life. And when you sit in the Facebook group and you're like, well, she's planning this, maybe I should, that might not be for you. That might not be where you are right now. It's like, she's getting 100 ounces of water. Good for her. I'm getting 0. Could I start with 8? Can I get an 8 ounce? Could I drink one bottle of water today? Can I leave one bite behind at dinner? Yes, she's got her enough and hunger dialed in 100%. That's not where I am right now. Good for her. I'm going to get there. That's my goal. But I'm going to start right where I am. I'm going to be okay with it. I'm going to be okay with it. Anonymous says, have you ever used the fuck it foods worksheet with dinner? I've noticed that my overeats are not about the food anymore, but around the time of day. So you want to do a fuck it food worksheet, because a lot of times what happens, Anonymous, is fuck it foods worksheets are really for foods that whether you're with somebody or not, you're like, just eat it all, like fuck it. A lot of times with dinner, especially if you're eating undistracted, like if you're eating distracted, like in front of the TV or whatever, that's more about, well, the fuck it foods is also about your thoughts, but there are different things that you can try at dinner. Like for me, I eat in front of the TV. I just do. I eat in front of the TV. So what do I do at dinner to help me dial into enough at dinner? I only serve myself half. I have little tiny bowls that I use. So sometimes I won't stop at half if I serve it in that little bowl. But if I eat off of a regular plate, I cut it in half. That makes me stop. Even if I'm watching something really good on TV, I pause because I'm out of food, right? So I have to go back. That gives me the opportunity to have a conversation. You can try it with dinner if you want to. But a lot of it is like the mouth feel about the fuck it foods worksheets. Like we think it tastes so amazing. And after three or four bites, you learn that it doesn't. It could work for dinner as well. You can try it. I certainly would. But if you notice that you're eating distracted and that is why you're overeating, take that to Ask Coaches and we will give you a long list of things to try. Let's see. Oh, I'm at 48 ounces and peeing like mad. Yes, your body will get used to it. And there are days that I pee a lot more than others. It just is. Like I told y'all, I haven't gotten all my water in this weekend. Don't tell Corinne. Maybe she does not listen to these calls. Maybe she doesn't listen to my calls like I listen to our calls. But I probably, when I get my water in, my body is going to be like, thank God. What the fuck happened to you? But you're a water girl. Where's my water been? It's going to hang on to it for a couple of days. My scale will go up. I know that will happen. And probably in 2 to 3 days, I'm going to pee like a horse. My body, once I get back in the habit of drinking my water like I do, it'll be like, well, thank God. Now we can let some of this go. We thought you had to put us out in the desert. So how often do I weigh? I weigh every day. I've gone through periods. So I used to only weigh once a week. I've done it all. Like I used to weigh once a week. Then I did like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then I did Friday and Monday. And then I used to do Wednesday for a while. I just like weighing every day. Like I know now the foods that just increase my scale. And I don't have scale drama. I never have. Betsy weighs about once a week. It just depends. Just depends. I've done it all though. I've weighed all the times. One thing I did, I was struggling on the weekend. So I would lose weight. I would weigh in on Friday and I would be down. And then I was weighing on, I know that I was way overeating. And so one thing I started doing was weighing on Monday and I used the scale as like my accountability partner. I was like, girl, do you really need that? You know, you're gonna weigh on Monday. And that did help me a little bit get out of the rut of like weekend overeating. But like I said, I just used it as an accountability partner for myself. So I used the Monday version of me, my future self on Monday morning as my accountability partner through the weekend. There's that. I would have conversations with Monday morning, MJ. And we were accountability partners for a long time. My problem is the scale. I can't start drinking water till I weigh myself. If my scale is up, I say, fuck it and eat my face off. Anonymous, we do have a scale course that you can take for scale drama. But here's the thing. It is, first of all, identifying that it's normal. I've already told y'all, I haven't pooped in 4 days. My scale, and I ate noodles last night. I did not overeat them. I have not gotten my water in. So if I was going to get on the scale today, before I get on the scale and weigh my body, I'm going to weigh my habits before I even step my foot on that scale. I'm going to look at what I have been doing. I haven't pooped. It would stand to reason, even if I hadn't had carbs, even if I had had all the water, the scale's going to be up because my colon is full, because I'm not a good travel pooper. Add on top of that, I have not gotten all my water in. Add on top of that, I ate noodles last night. I know all of those things create an increase in weight. So I weigh my habits first before you ever get on the scale. And I'm with you. I don't drink a thing before I get on the scale. I get up, I pee, I go get on the scale. Then I go get my coffee. That's what I do. But when you weigh your habits first, like if you just think about the last 7 days, I've had good me overeats. If you do the habit tracker and you weigh on Friday, go back and look at your habit tracker. Weigh your habits before your body. And if your habit tracker says you did perfect all week, no overeats or maybe like one overeat, you got your water in, your sleep was on lock, all the things, and your scale is up, put on your lab coat, not your judge's robe. Huh. Darren, I wonder if something's going on. Wonder if I'm hanging on to fluid. Wonder if my hormones, bet my hormones might be a little bit out of whack. There are so many things other than I've gained fat or like I didn't lose weight. That's the way our bodies work. There's a bunch of shit going on in here we can't see. You could be fighting off a cold that you don't even know about yet. If you're in menopause, your hormones could be doing something funky. We can't see that. Let your body do its job. If you get on the scale like 6 weeks and you don't see a change, yeah, let's dial in something. But 1 week it's off. I mean, unless you got x-ray vision and you get blood work every week and you know exactly what's going on in your body, it's keeping you alive and healthy. Let it do its shit. Sometimes it hangs on to shit to take care of you. Let it do its job. Don't overeat. Thank you so much, body, for taking care of me, seeing problems in the future, anticipating things, hanging on to fluid if I need it, putting out extra white and red blood cells to repair my body. You know what? Stop doing that shit. Because every time you do it, it just makes me overeat. No. 1 week or 1 day of a scale being up does not mean there's a fucking problem. All it means is your body is amazing and something is going on. It is hanging on to something. Let it do its job. Let it do its job. And if you notice that the scale doesn't move for a few weeks, guess what? You have a team of weight loss experts who will comb through your data with you. You have calls every Sunday and sometimes during the week. All you have to do is raise your hand and say, here's my data, help me. And we will post pictures of it in the Facebook group. Let us comb through it. You have weight loss experts who have been right where you are. Some of our coaches are still losing weight actively on OBS. We've all hit stalls. We've all hit plateaus. All of us have fucking ate at one point when the scale got up. We've all done it. We've all had fuck it foods that we've had to work through. We've all had diet rules that we had to work through. We're on the other side of it. Some of us still hang on to shit. I still have some shit I hang on to. Let us help you. Let us help you. All right, y'all. It's enough. I got a flight to catch. I'm going back to South Carolina to leave Crabtree Abode, where we have planned quarter one for y'all. I'm just going to tell y'all, we get to these meetings. You think, has everybody's ears been burning for the last 3 days? Because all we've talked about is y'all. And all we've talked about is how we're going to improve this membership. And all we've talked about is the new shit that's coming next year. And all we have talked about is exactly what you need to lose all of your weight in 2024. So all we've talked about is y'all. for the last 3 days. So excited. Your leadership team has been here. We have got it planned out. We have like four boards in there with the mapped out plans. I cannot wait till you see what we've got ready for y'all. So excited. We always leave these meetings pumped. All right. Oh, I think MJ's rants are more scary than Corinne. It could be. It could be. Girl, you're going to hear some stuff in the next week or two about what is coming next year. And it's going to be fire. Fire. Cannot wait. All right, y'all. Have a great Wednesday. Go to the Fuck It Foods workshop tomorrow night or watch the replay. This sweater is actually a two-piece and it's from Design. And you know everything I get from Design. It's got the same detail on the bottom of the pants. I'm traveling in it. It's very comfy. All right. I will talk to y'all later. I am going to drink my water. I got it right here. I ain't drink none of it while I was on this call, y'all. All right. Bye.